Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Check it out. This week is the new IP book.
That's right. New IP book is going to be released this week, Unleashing Small Business Through IP.
Second edition.
Second edition, bigger, better, more exciting.
Intellectual property, folks, is outstanding. He's going to come back in a very short time, and we're going to spend some more time on that. It's very important research that you'll benefit from. Okay, Ray, over the last several years, let's say since 2007, the small business sector has been on a roller coaster of capitalization. 2008 set the whole economy back, and small business, as you know well know, Ray, small businesses out here on Main Street, we feel like they're still in a recession, and the banks that we count on will still loan us money, but it's different because of Dodd-Frank. They're being beat up like the big banks are, like, as if they were like a big bank, and they're not. Then we got the Jobs Act that created some new opportunity for loan lending and investing in small businesses. Give us a report on all that.
Yeah, well, a couple of reports that we did recently looked at just what's been the trend. What are the numbers here? In terms of small business lending and some issues on the investment side, capital in terms of angel and venture capital. And you hit the nail on the head. The numbers. If you look at small business loan value, grew nicely up until 2008, got hit hard with the recession and the credit mess. The problem is that, whether you look at loan value, whether you look at the number of small business loans, those are still down from the pre-recession, high. Essentially, when you look at loan value, we've had no growth over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And the NFIB's loan element in their index, the 1 of 10 indexes, ever since 2007, small business owners have consistently, the way, way, way over the majority, have consistently said, we don't need no stinking loans.
Yeah. Well, it gets to the question of why, right? Part of it certainly is the state of the economy, right?
Yeah, why do I want to borrow money to invest in growth when it's not growing?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's number one. You've also got a general decline in the level of entrepreneurship. One of the indicators, self-employed, that peaked back in late 2006. We haven't come close to getting back to that level. So you've got
which I predicted in 2009.
Yeah, you've got this down level of entrepreneurship. And then you also mentioned the regulatory climate on the bank side is miserable with Dodd-Frank.
Dodd-Frank is killing community banks.
It's not just the visible, if you will, regulation, but it's also what is the message being sent to the regulators, what they need to be doing, and then what they call the invisible regulation of the bank regulators that come in, and essentially, as bad as the regulatory climate is, they go even farther. So it's been a very, very tough climate on both sides when you look at the loan numbers. And also, as a share, small business loans as a share of overall business loans have declined dramatically. I mean, when you look at commercial and industrial loans, small business loans, we're in the 30 to 35% range of those loans outstanding. Now it's down to 20%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an astounding number. And when you look at other business loans, non-residential loans, that's been declining.
There's one more reason for this, Ray. As the small businesses that have survived have better balance sheets than they had 6-7 years ago. when you've got better balance sheets, that means you've got more retained earnings, more cash, and you now fund things out of your own operating ability than whereas 10 years ago you would have borrowed that money. That's another thing.
Well, and if that's part of the story, that's a good news part.
That's the silver lining in all this.
Right. But I think when you look at it broadly, yes, that may be going on, but overall, I think it's more of a story about the economy.
No, I agree with you. Because see, they want to borrow money because if they need to borrow money, that means they're growing.
Right.
That means
right.
things. No, they. It's not that they like where they are.
Right.
This is a defensive mechanism. They've had to get to this point out of defense.
And that's, again, good word, defensive mechanism. I mean, you want entrepreneurs are optimists, right? We all understand that. They don't like, the best defense.
We hate playing
offense.
Defense. We didn't go into business. We didn't go into business and risk everything
right.
against all odds to play defense.
Exactly. And
we're risk takers.
Yeah. And when you look at, when you look at what's the bottom line, why is this going on? Well, you've got to look at, and I've argued time and time again, this economy has grown at half the rate it should be growing during a recovery expansion period. And the reason for that, quite frankly, is government.
It's government, but also the oligarchy between Washington and Wall Street. You can't discount the oligarchy between those two.
Well, we could get into a whole debate over that. But
I know.
I think
and we have.
I think, quite frankly, whether you talk about the impact on Wall Street, you talk about the impact on big banks, you talk about the impact on small banks. Well, guess what? All of that comes back to what is Washington doing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line. And when you look at every policy lever right now, and for years, unfortunately, when you look at regulation, when you look at taxation, when you look at monetary policy, they've all been pointed in the wrong direction.
I agree. So, I agree 100%. You and I completely agree on that. And that was... And that's been going on now for in our eighth year now. Hold on to that thought. Ray Keating and I will be right back. SBECouncil.org is the website there where you'll find him and our good friend Karen Kerrigan and all the good work that they do.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.